Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 100. I guess you had to be there.
Sorry again that the archivist isn't actually in today, but I should be absolutely fine to take your statement if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Right. Statement of Lynn Hammond, recorded 2nd of May 2017 regarding... What's this one about?
I saw a ghost.
Okay. Regarding a ghost. Statement begins.
Sorry, what happens now?
Oh, well, I mean, you tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, I did. I saw a ghost.
No, I mean you sort of tell the story of...
Yeah, the story is I saw a ghost.
Okay, but what was it like? You know, how did it make you feel?
It was scary, and it made me feel scared. I'm sorry, am I doing this wrong?
No, it's okay. Let's try this again. When did you first see this ghost?
Oh, God, about a year ago.
Anything more specific than that?
I mean, it's been a while. I can't really remember.
Okay. Where did you see the ghost?
My old flat.
Okay, great. Where's that?
Clapton,
okay. And what were you doing when you saw the ghost?
Well, I was asleep.
Saw a ghost when you were asleep?
No, obviously I woke up.
Right.
And ghost.
Right.
Well, first it was like a burning smell.
Oh, okay. So, did this happen a lot?
Yeah, a few nights.
Okay, right. So, like, you'd wake up in the night and you'd smell burning, and what did you do?
Well, I first checked that my house wasn't on fire.
Yeah, and then
just go back to sleep.
And when it happened again, you would.
Well, I mean, after a few times, I realised my house wasn't on fire, so I'd just go straight back to sleep.
Okay. What happened the first time you saw the ghost?
I mean, she was there.
Oh, so she? Okay. Okay, so describe the ghost to me. It's a woman, a girl, a...
Yeah, a young woman.
And what was she doing?
I mean, she was on fire.
Okay. So she's on fire. So what did you do? You're waking up in the night and you're seeing a woman is on fire in your flat. So you.
I mean, what can you do? Like, she wouldn't be there for long.
Okay. So you didn't call the police or.
Well, no. I mean, it sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it?
Okay, so. So what is it that sort of made you, why are you here?
My friend told me that, you know, this is where you report stuff like that, so.
Okay.
Right, so, tape's on. Who are you?
I'm Smith.
Just Smith?
John Smith. John Smith.
Your name's John Smith?
John Smith.
Right, okay, good. And why are you here, Mr. Smith?
Well, I'm here because I have something to report. I'm worried.
Shouldn't you be going to the police, potentially?
I don't think they can help with this.
Right. And so what brings you here? What do you need help with?
Well, I've seen some things.
Right.
And I think I've heard your field found a few web pages a long time ago.
And can we talk about why it is specifically that you're here, Mr. Smith?
Sure, sure. So you know Old Witch Tube Station?
I do.
It's not a tube station anymore, obviously. It's abandoned now. But I was there with an associate. We'll call him Jeremy.
Right.
And we broke into the tube station because we wanted to, you know, have a look around because, you know, it's...
What drove you to break into a tube station, Mr. Smith?
Well, it's part of London's history. You know, it's public transport. It's interesting.
And you wanted to see the interesting things?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's still trains running throughout the platform level, but there's no the station isn't running anymore. It's been abandoned. Like, so much of things there are all in original condition. Like, they've still got the original adverts up and things like that.
Right, okay.
When they shut it down, because they've never been removed.
But why specifically there, Mr. Smith?
Oh, well, I mean, we had some ideas about what might be down there. You know, it's not just the you know, the public transport stuff and the adverts. We thought it might be something a little bit more, I don't know, something worth investigating. You know, we were down there in the tunnels, and then the torches went out. And I think they took him.
They.
Yeah, them.
Okay. And who are they?
Well, I mean, you must know. I mean, like, this is the Magnus Institute. I mean, like, you know this stuff, right? You know, the people who are down in the tunnels, you know.
What people are down in the tunnels, Mr. Smith?
You know, the government.
The government.
Yeah, the government.
Wonderful.
They've got a holding facility down there. It's a secret holding facility.
Right, statement of Robin Lennox?
Well, my friends call me Rob. Well, some of my friends call me Rob. A lot of my friends, because I guess some of them call me Robin. You can call me, if it makes it easier for you, then yeah, that's
May 20th, 2017, about a stone circle, I think. That's what you said.
So it started on a day when me and Jackie, we were walking. Jackie's my dog.
Okay.
We were walking down the South Downs, which is what we normally do before we go visit my mother for a roast. We were walking down, and are you much of a dog person?
What day was it?
When would this have been now? Now this was about. It was about 2 weeks ago. So where are we now? That would put it at maybe the 6th, I think.
Okay.
Perhaps. So me and Jackie were walking down our usual trail down the South Downs, and in Lou, which yeah, like I said, is where my mother lives. So we were walking along. Just Jackie loves to run off the leash and just run scour around the fields.
Okay.
And
so you were walking a couple of weeks ago.
It was about noon. Yes. In the South Downs, yes.
Yes, in the South Downs.
And off in the distance, something just caught my eye, and I have pretty good eyesight. I had an eye test a few days ago. You know, one of those free ones that you get, and you just sort of go along just for the sake of it.
What did you see?
Okay, right. So I thought to myself that stone circle that wasn't there before. At least I thought it was a stone circle. But so me and Jackie went off to investigate. Jackie's quite a curious dog. That's quite a normal thing for Jack Russell Terriers to be sort of curious animals.
So you went to investigate, is that?
Right. Yes. Yeah, so we were walking towards this this what I thought was a stone circle. So I was sort of walking towards it, and I really noticed it got quite a lot chillier. So it was quite a sunny day.
Okay.
I hadn't taken a jacket. You know, when you sort of look out the window and you're like, today's a jacket day.
So right. you saw this stone circle.
Oh yes. Yeah.
You started walking towards it.
That's right. Okay. And then... So yes, like I said, it was definitely a bit chillier. I don't think there was any wind or anything that day, but it, yeah, just sort of as I was walking towards it, felt the chill, and I felt Jackie sort of start to walk closer to me. She started to run off a lot less, as if she sort of, I don't know, maybe I just sort of noticed that, you know, when you sort of get a feeling for what mood a dog's in, when you sort of spend a lot of time
so
around them.
What about this stone circle?
Oh, the stone circle. So I got closer and I realized that although I hadn't seen the stone circle before, but the sort of texture of the rocks and maybe a bit of the, I don't know, they look quite old. They definitely look like they had been there for a long time, but I recall them definitely not being there, because, you know, I've taken that route maybe five or six a few times now. When was the first time I took that route? I
think so. You don't remember seeing this before, but the rocks looked old.
Let me start again.
All right then. Statement of Brian Fentonson.
Oh, it's Finlandson.
Oh, right. Sorry, that's the handwriting here. So, statement regarding.
Spiders, but I mean, a lot of spiders.
Ah, good, a spider one.
What?
Date May 26th, and go on. Let's get this over with.
Is everything okay?
Yes, it's fine. Sorry, I just don't hold out a lot of hope for coherence.
What?
Our archivist is on leave.
I don't really like staying in one place too long.
Fine. Statement begins. That means get started.
The spiders, I mean, they're all over my flat. There's like hundreds of spiders. Mm-hmm. And it's freaky. Like, they just don't act like spiders, and they're leaving like web all over my stuff, like on the sofa and on the microwave. Like, that's weird, right? That's not how spiders normally are.
So let's take this from it earlier. When did this start? When was the first weird spider?
A couple months? No, maybe a bit longer. Like, it started gradually, I guess. Like,